Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The mood of the president right now, as far as this election is concerned, hasn't changed much. He's not feeling good that everything went as it should have gone when it comes to counting ballots and how ballots were gathered. And as far as conceding the election, well, he says that'd be kind of difficult.
It's going to be a very hard thing to concede because we know there was massive fraud.
Well, he was also asked yesterday if it's proven now and we go through this process and Joe Biden is declared and inaugurated, you know, you going to leave the White House?
Certainly I will. And you know that.
Of course he will. What's he going to do? Deadbolt the doors? Let's get an update on what's happening in one of the key states, Pennsylvania. A lot of discussion about what took place there with the mail-in ballots, and there's still a push to get this thing to the courts. Joining us now to talk a little bit more about this, fellow Pittsburgher, Greg Tufel, joins us, who is an attorney there. Part of the Trump-backing legal team, I guess you're not actually, Greg, on the Trump legal team, but you're part of this process in moving this case that he wants further up the ladder, correct?
Yeah, the clients that we represent are Mike Kelly, who's a U.S. representative of House of Representatives, congressman, and Sean Parnell, a candidate for that same body, and then another candidate for a PA House seat, and then about five different voters from around the state.
Okay, but so far,
be happy to see us win this case.
Absolutely. I mean, so far, there's been, what, three, I guess, circuit court judges, all Republicans, and one, actually, a Trump appointee that have said, we're kicking this out of here. But do you feel that there's some room here and some more, you know, energy behind this to take it to the Supreme Court?
So that's actually a different case that went through the federal court system. Our case went through the Pennsylvania state court system. We challenged the mail-in ballot law as contrary to the PA state constitution. What they did was they went from a system where the constitution in PA allows you to vote one of two ways. You can vote in person or you can vote via absentee ballot if you meet one of the excuses for not voting in person, such as you're out of town for work or military, you're too sick or disabled to come to the polling place, you have religious objections, etc. Mm-hmm. If you don't meet those specific criteria, you're supposed to vote in person. They enacted a law called Act 77 in Pennsylvania, just a simple piece of legislation, not an amendment to the Constitution, that said anyone can vote by mail for any reason they want. They don't need an excuse. And they knew they needed to get a constitutional amendment to make that big of a change in how we vote in Pennsylvania. They started the amendment process, but then for some reason didn't proceed and just went ahead and enacted a law. To amend the Constitution in PA, you've got to pass a law twice in two consecutive legislative sessions. Then you've got to put it up to a vote to the Pennsylvania voters. They skipped over and disenfranchised every single voter in the PA, implemented this big change without even asking what we thought. And so we're challenging that as unconstitutional, and as a result, we say only the legal votes should be counted, only the votes that qualified as absentee ballots or were voted in person. That puts in play 2.5 million votes that were cast without excuse, not properly as absentee ballots.
Right. I realize they're two different cases, but they are somewhat, you know, tied together as far as a legal push for the president to get some headway in the state of Pennsylvania. First, back to my original question. Do you think the U.S. Supreme Court will hear the president's push about what's happening in Pennsylvania? Then we'll come back to this Act 77.
So far, they have not yet filed a petition for certiorari in the case that came up through the Third Circuit. We filed our petition or our application for writ of injunction is technically what it was called. We filed yesterday, and already Justice Alito has scheduled the response deadline for December 9th for the other side. You know, applications like ours are often rejected immediately. Ours has cleared that first hurdle. That's a very positive sign that the court is interested in taking this case.
Well, I agree with you. You know, they fast-tracked that whole thing to change that. And in Alabama, we have absentee balloting. We do not have mail-in balloting, and they are clearly two different things. Absentee ballots have got to be requested by the person voting with proof of ID and all of that. Mail-in balloting is basically sent out to, you know, current residents, you know, and can, there's no requirement of ID, U.S. citizenship, or any of that going on. What would you like
to
see as far as...
In PA, they don't even require you to match the signature.
It's insane. It's completely insane. There is absolutely no common sense tied to what Pennsylvania is doing. And how are they getting away with this? Is this just basically Democrats saying, well, this is the way we're going to do it?
Well, you know, they actually, a Republican legislature cooperated with the Democrats in passing Act 77 in PA. They got in the deal, they got the elimination of straight-line party voting. And the Democrats got this massive mail-in balloting for no-excuse mail-in balloting. So... that's how they got it through, was the Republicans actually cooperated in PA.
There has got to be. Now, I'm not saying every state has to do it exactly the same way when it comes to elections, but when there's national elections involved, there has got to be some, you know, standards that you cannot be argued. For instance, you got to show ID or you don't vote. Forget mail-in balloting. If you want to vote absentee, fine, but here's what you got to do to qualify to be able to do that. I mean, we got to clean up the loosey-goosiness around how people get votes in and how they're cast. Do you think that through what you're doing that some of that will come, you know, through your efforts, some of that will come to fruition?
Yeah, I absolutely agree that mail-in ballots are a much easier target for fraud, and doing it on a massive level of millions of mail-in ballots creates an opportunity for massive fraud. Our efforts, if it's successful, and they should be, they will strike Act 77 down as unconstitutional, go back to being requiring either in-person or mail-in ballots, or if they want to institute mail-in balloting, they're going to have to put it on the up for a vote to Pennsylvania voters, and then we'll have a fight about it. We don't want it. I don't want it, and I hope the Pennsylvanians will vote it down if it's ever put up as an amendment. So yes, ours will have an effect on whether mail-in balloting is done in PA. Unfortunately, I can't help the other states.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But I hear you also say that there's some light at the end of the tunnel. And so far, with Alito taking a look, you know, this is a good sign. So Attorney Greg Tufel in Pittsburgh, helping to fight the good fight there. Thank you so much for being on with me. Hey, let's go Steelers.
Thanks.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.